In the book of Matthew chapter 23, I want to call your attention to verse number 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how oft would I had gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chicks under her wings, and you would not. I want you to bow with me for prayer first. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost here this morning. God, we've obeyed you a biblical command, our fathers, best we know how already. We tried to honor our mothers here today. Our Father, not only those who are our natural mothers, but those, our Father, you've put in our lives, as so many others testified. Those who through their mothering instincts and God, through your grace and mercy, have been mother to others as well as those that they bore naturally. And our Father, we know that they're in the radio audience, internet audience, and even the building. There are some dear ladies who've never had children, but yet they have mothered nieces and nephews and other family members. And they have, Lord, the gift that you've given to women, God, they've used those gifts to be a blessing, our Father, and to mother many other children and be a blessing in their life. And I pray now the Holy Ghost of God help me as I share these few thoughts that you put in my heart. And I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach to you on lessons of the mother hen this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ is talking to a group of people. And you know, I thought about all the animals in the land where Jesus lived, camels and burros and doves and everything else. But in this particular occasion, he chose one little animal, a hen, a mother hen, to illustrate his love and compassion for us and especially for the nation of Israel. And I was thinking about that, there were just a few things that I want to share with you this morning. Number one, I want you to notice that little phrase, how oft. So many, many times this mother hen has been available just as, and the Lord said, how oft would I gather you together in this building, the sound of my voice. There are some many times that the Holy Ghost of God has spoke to. He spoke to your heart. He's drawn you. He's warned you and you've not responded as yet to him. How oft, she said, he said that I'm thinking about that mother hen and how oft would I gather you together. She like she did that. So many times God dealt with my life and he's dealt with your life. I want to warn you and heed you to listen to the warning of the Lord. I don't know if you know anything about how mother hens work. We've seen them around the house and seen them around the yard. Our good friend, Dr. J. Harold Loman, used to tell about preaching a revival somewhere out in Texas. And you're sitting on a porch out in a church out in the plains of Texas somewhere, watching the chickens out in the yard. And he said there was one little mother hen. She just had a bunch of little ones following right around with her. And he said all of a sudden, he said there was the wind began to change. He said as soon as that wind began to change, he said, I noticed that mother hen. She began just to make a little clucking sound and she made a little circle. She turned around and around and around. And as she did that and she called, every one of her little biddies ran and she said she squatted down right on top of them, right in that churchyard to protect them. And that call, and the Lord Jesus said that call is a call to come. And you know what the Lord Jesus said? He said, come unto me, and he that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. If you'll come, if you'll heed his call. Did you know that nobody ever got saved apart from the call of the Holy Spirit of God? My dear friend, that Holy Spirit of God calling is like the call of that mother hen. She calls you. Listen, it's in a time of crisis she calls, not only to salvation. When God calls you, get saved, Holy Spirit of God calls you, and he calls you in that time of crisis of salvation. But so many times in crisis in my life and your life, the Holy Spirit of God has called us to come into us, or come into him. He said, come unto me, all you that weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. If you'll come to him, he'll give you what you need. Just respond to his call. Let him draw you. Let him call you to him. In the book of Luke, when it tells this story, it says she gathers all of her brood unto her. You know what it means? Said that to me, and I thought about this mother hen. It would be ironic if that mother hen called those biddies, and there was one, and just before they got up under her, she put her wings down and would not let that little biddy get up under her. You believe that would ever happen? Absolutely not. She would imperil her life. She'd die because she wants to save every one of hers. And I want to remind you, the Bible said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I want you to know he's got adequate salvation to save everybody in the sound of my voice and in this building this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ can save all that call upon him, and he'll save you this morning. As those biddies come to her, they find in that time of storm, they find a place of peace. They can feel her warmth. They can feel the beat of her heart. My dear friend, if you want to know peace in your heart, you've got to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. and get up in. And literally, it seems as if when those little bitties come up, gather up that downy soft, under that downy soft feather around her breast there, and she wraps her wings around them, they're in a place of peace and solace. What a blessing. And when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, He draws you out of a world that's bitter and cold and hard, and He draws you to Himself, and He'll give you peace of God that passeth all understanding. They come to a place of safety. In the darkest of night, in the deep, worst storm you've ever seen, when they get up under that mother, they're safe. God has provided that safety for her. I may have even shared this with you last year. It happened to be about this time of the year that I read the article, found the article, and the story is told of a fellow who had some chickens, and he had a little mother hen and all little bitties. And through the night, he heard some commotion, and he realized they'd had an old weasel getting in, killing some of the chickens. And when he came out into the barnyard there was his mother hen, and she was it down on the ground. Her back was torn apart and bleeding, and she was laying there dead. And he thought how horrible that weasel came in and destroyed that mother hen and ate all the bitties and left. And he said when he picked up the mother's carcass to take and bear that little animal, underneath that mother's body was the whole little brood of bitties. She had been willing to sit on those bitties and allow that weasel to destroy her and to kill her that they might live. Can I tell you what Jesus did for you? The Bible says scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God committed His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He was willing to die for you. And I want you to notice something else in this little lesson with Mother Hen. It says that how often I'd gather you together as a hen gathers her chicks. That has to do with a relationship. That only applies to those that are her chicks. And the only people that can depend and trust in the security and the safety of God are those that are His children. His children. The Lord is my shepherd. He is my strength. He is my song. He is my salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself is your salvation. And Jesus said, "How oft have I called, and you would not come?" What a sad commentary for those people. But if He's calling you today, He says this, any person who will respond to Me can become Mine. We are the children of God by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you bow your heads for prayer this morning? As you bow your heads for prayer this morning, the Holy Spirit of God said through the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, "How oft would I gather you together as a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not come to Me that you might have life." You would not. My dear friend, I hope that's not going to be your testimony. That oft times He spoke to your heart. Many times He's dealt with you. Many times He's called you and you would not come. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants you to be saved. And what a place of safety it is when you've come to Him. A place of blessing, a place of peace when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. What made our world secure, as somebody testified a while ago, many of us, was the security of a mother who was stable, who loved the Lord, who believed God, who wanted the very best for her family. And what a blessing to know that. Jesus chose this little mother hen to represent Himself, that in Him you can find peace and joy. This morning, while we have our heads bowed and our eyes are closed, I went across this great auditorium. Is there a man or a woman, or a boy or girl, who'd say to me, "Brother Billy, I've never found that place of safety. I've never come to Jesus. I've never been saved. But before I die, I want to be saved. I want to know Him as Savior and Lord." Would you just slip your hand right up and say, "Preacher, pray for me this morning. If I died right now, I don't know I'd go to heaven. I want you to pray for me right now." Anybody like that in the building this morning? Anybody here this morning? Wouldn't it be a blessing if Jesus calls not to gather, but He calls in times of crisis to deliver from impending judgment? I believe with all my heart that we are ambassadors for Christ. And just before war is declared on any nation, our government will withdraw all of their ambassadors. And what's going to happen one of these days is the Lord's going to withdraw. He's going to draw out all the saints of God before He declares war on this earth in what's called the Great Tribulation. If he does that today, if you're saved, you'll go. If you're lost, you'll stay behind. I hope you're saved. Nobody raise their hand. Heavenly Father, I pray right now that God's Holy Spirit will speak to hearts. Help them trust Jesus as Savior and Lord.